Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Vivina and Tony with your 10 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, a UQ study has found a direct link between young people's problem drinking habits and alcohol-related social media content. PhD candidate Brendan Su Shen Chang, who led the study, found that young people exposed to alcohol-related content drank more frequently than those who did not, and were encouraged to participate in dangerous drinking behaviors. Professor Jason Connor, director of the National Center for Youth Substance Use Research, says there is an overwhelming amount of evidence for tightening regulations on alcohol-related media on social networking sites.
The state government has released a mandatory candidate training guide for Queensland candidates looking to run for local council in 2024, in line with the training becoming a legislative requirement in 2019. Candidates must complete the So You Want to Be a Councillor free training package within 6 months of nomination. The training includes councillor responsibilities, understanding conflicts of interests, and obligations around reporting donations.
In national news, distressing footage of a child being forcibly removed from a home in the Northern Territory has prompted concern from activist groups concerning the rights of children. Allegedly, the child was in care of the Department of Territory Families, Housing and Communities and could no longer stay with his foster parents due to Northern Territory's child protection laws. CEO of Create Foundation, Jackie Reed, says child protection agencies must listen to children to ensure they are part of the decision-making process. According to Reed, at a systems level, there should have been alternate options available to avoid this outcome for the child.
In a recent interview, Prime Minister Anthony Albanese says going ahead with the October 14th referendum will have been worth it even if Australians reject The Voice, arguing that the process has already succeeded in raising awareness about the gap in outcomes between Indigenous people and the rest of the community. The Prime Minister is hoping that Australians say yes, predicting the country will move quickly from the polarisation and hateful elements of the referendum, as Parliament will be focusing on designing and implementing an advisory committee. He has praised the efforts of former Shadow Attorney General Julian Lisa and Tasmanian Liberal backbencher Bridget Archer for their support of the Yes campaign.
In national news, U.S. President Joe Biden has become the first sitting president to appear in a picket line, joining a protest outside a Michigan car plant. Biden stood in solidarity with members of the United Auto Members Union, which is locked in an escalating dispute with America's three biggest car manufacturers. Biden addressed a cheering crowd, stating the UAW saved the automobile industry in 2008 and that they deserve a significant pay rise as well as other benefits.
For your weather today, Brisbane is sunny. It's currently 26 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 31. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 8, which is in the very high band.
That's all for your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.